Hello and welcome to episode 11 of AU to AZ. Here with me today I have Rodney Turner in Phoenix, Arizona. Hello Rodney, how are you?
Hi Jennifer, I'm doing well. How are you?
Not too bad after a full day of school and now we're into our podcast, so things couldn't be better.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And we've got a very important topic for this podcast called cyber safety, because a week or so ago there was a cyber safety world day, wasn't there?
There was.
And schools all around the world did different activities. Different countries had websites up showing lots of different things for cyber safety. So we decided it would be a good topic for our podcast to try and get all these resources together and share them with everyone.
You ready?
Yes. You say
class.
And I say class. You say aims.
Yes, I do say aims.
And I say net plan. You say
Common Core.
And I say Australian curriculum. You say
elementary.
And I say primary. But we both say
learning.
We certainly do, Rodney. And learning in today's world involves a lot of digital online time, where we also need to be cyber safe, don't we?
Yes, we do. So there was just a World Cyber Safety Day, wasn't there?
There was, and lots of different great sites that we're going to share today.
Uh-huh. What did you do, Jenny?
Well, at my school at the moment, we're actually revising our responsible use policy that the students sign, and we're going through all the rules that are on there and responsible use issues with them, and we have an eSmart committee as well. The eSmart committee is made up of junior school counsellors, parents, school counsellors and teachers. So that body of people came together and looked at our responsible use policy, which has about 25 different rules on it. And then we've got each class to have a look at it, and they actually moved with their feet to decide whether each different rule was a rule for their own personal safety or whether it was a rule for the equipment safety. Then we get it all together and we push out the new responsible use policy for this year. It has to be updated every year because cyber safety, things online change all the time. Some things are crossed off because they're no longer used. Like we wouldn't have something on there about I will not use floppy disks in their laptops.
Right.
You know, that sort of thing. So, and the kids can think of new ones because they're doing different things online. So we also ask, is there anything on here that you're aware of that you think should be on there as a guideline for using online networks and digital learning safely?
Well, that's really proactive in making sure that the kids are a part of that process, because that process is so important to make sure that parents, teachers, and students are a part of that to know what cyber safety is, so that way the message is across the board at home and at school of how to be cyber smart.
Yes.
I think that's really cool. That's really cool that you do that every year.
Yep, and we suggest that you might want to use these rules at home as well, because most of these rules are general rules. That, you know, a lot of them are just ones you would have for children this age, whether they are at school or at home. So we suggest that. But you were having a good look at one of our sites that our government had made.
I have. Yeah. m.cybersmart.gov.au.
Yeah.
It's a really good site because it talks about online safety as a key issue for the Australian government, which recently has released a discussion paper, and it outlines a range of initiatives that combat cyberbullying and it enhances children's online experiences. There's a paper that you can look at and you can view, and for those of you in Australia, you can have your say about what goes into the paper by the 7th of March of this year. So you have another week to get your information in there. But I think it's really neat because it is a government-based initiative. And to me, one of the things that the best thing that that's one of the best things that the government can do, is to step in and say, hey, here's some really good things to keep your family safe. They're not saying you have to do them. They're saying, here are some things that you can keep your family safe.
Yeah, that's right. And there are lots of different things on the CyberSmart website, like the different videos, like the tag video.
Oh, yeah. I really like that video. It is mainly for 14 to 16-year-olds because it deals a little bit more with, I guess you can say, edgier information, but it's more real life as far as tagging people and sharing information and being able to talk with teenagers and say, yeah, hey, this is what really happens.
And that was made by students, of course, who have won quite a lot of awards for that video. Another example of students being responsible for creating the content and the information about these issues.
Uh-huh.
And kids really listen to other kids.
Yes,
a lot more
they do.
Than when we stand up and speak to them and they say, oh, yeah, what do you know? Yeah. There's also a jigsaw activity there.
Oh, yeah, the jigsaw activity. That's for 8 to 10-year-olds. I really like that one. I've shared that one a lot. And it's so good because it's aimed for that age range, 8 to 10-year-olds. And, you know, I think the best thing that you can do is just view it. View it yourself and to look at it and to see what are those things that actually pop out at you as an adult. But then to view it with 8 to 10-year-olds and to say, hey, what do you think? So those are both really good videos that deal with cyberbullying and cyber safety.
Yeah.
As well as those deeper digital citizenships and also citizenship, period.
Yeah. And they have different activities for different age groups. There's the Postie Network one, games where you can go in and actually be playing roles, making decisions. So they're quite good as well that they have on the sites. And you can visit Hector's World and do all different things. So a great site full of lots of – and it's not password protected. I think anyone can go on the site, so you can be from anywhere on the globe.
Yes, that is one of the things that I really appreciate, is that it shared a whole lot of information, and it's not specific. It's not country specific. You can go in and you can look at it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, cyber safety is a global issue.
Oh, absolutely. Because it's a personal issue. It deals with people, and there are people all around the world. No matter what language you speak, the same things happen because we're all people.
Yeah.
The other part that I really appreciated about cybersmart.gov.au is the parent resource page, which we'll have the link in the show notes for you. But I really, really enjoyed seeing and using those. I'm sorry, seeing those resources and being able to share those with other people. That is one of the things that I'm going to start pushing for next year, is there's a parent guide to online safety, which I think is absolutely awesome. It also talks about other platforms that parents need to know about, Chatterbox, and Chatterbox is a virtual information platform where parents can tune in to the latest discourse on cyber safety and participate in discussion forums. But it also talks about how teenagers use Tumblr and Facebook and Instagram and Kick. Snapchat should be in there, as well as Twitter.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really good place for parents to go. Yeah. To look for information.
Because a lot of our parents are in between times a little bit. Some of them may not have done so much with digital technology when they were at school. And when they were at school, we mightn't have even been doing these lessons about cyber safety, I would say.
Right. I know.
Yeah. So it's sort of hard for them to catch up on learning about things. So this is a great opportunity for them to be able to go to those different sites, and we'll put those links onto our podcast page.
Uh-huh.
And I know some schools actually have links on their websites.
Yes, they do.
For these type of things. And I know on our, at my school website at Epsom, we have the CyberSmart link there. And we have a link also for people who may have a bullying issue. And they can fill out a form, which automatically gets emailed to myself or the principal. If any student has a bullying issue, which is quite often can be connected to cyber-related use of technology. And lots of different links like that are great to have on your website as well, linking to other sites where there are experts who have made up the content.
Wow, that is really good. You know, I think that we are going in and redesigning our web pages in my district, and I think that is something that we can, hopefully I can get in there and say, hey, let's go ahead and help educate our parents, because they also need to know our kids are doing things that we never knew you could really do 15 years ago. So, I mean, when you walk into a school and you're working and then you see a hotspot pop up, it's like, that's not supposed to be there. Mm. And then you have to have that discussion. Hey, this is not appropriate in school. There's no reason for you to have it open. And this is why. This is simply why. So,
yeah. And if you've talked through all these different rules and guidelines for using technology responsibly at school and keep the dialogue, the conversation going all the time. It's not just a one day of the year conversation.
No, it's not.
It's a constant all the time conversation, and having kids think about it and talking about it, so it's not swept under the carpet and then, you know, one day you will all talk about it.
Or be reactionary. Something happens and then you have to talk about it. I think that's the wrong time to talk about it, because something has already happened.
Yeah. And the Safer Internet Day organization actually had a website, saferinternetday.org. It was on the 11th of February, so it was a week or so ago. And you can find a Safer Internet Day near you, and there's a gallery, and all different countries have got resources up there, links to their resources. So this is a great place to go and have a look around and find lots of things about it as well.
Now, I do have something to say.
Yes.
I went to the saferinternetday.us. Mm. It was not very good. It was not as user-friendly. It was harder to find resources. Mm. There were so many sponsors, and there was a blog that was on there. Mm. And I really did not like the layout. It was like all pretty, but it wasn't resourceful. So I think that's where...
Back to the drawing board.
Well, I think that's where fuse.education.vic.gov.au /pages/SaferInternetDay2014 totally beats out the US site.
Yeah. We also have the Madeline Foundation, who is a foundation that works from Australia. And they've actually set up an eSmart Schools website. And you can join You can join up to it. And my school has been working for perhaps almost 2 years on this, so it's not an overnight thing you can just whip up and say, yes, we've got this. At the end of your time when you've gone through 6 different areas, you can then be accredited as an eSmart School.
And
You have to go things like effective school organisation with regard to eSmart, school policies and procedures. I've had to go on through all our school policies and see where they relate to cyber safety, in welfare, in curriculum, in all the different policies. The community, teacher practices, from the teacher's point of view, what are they doing that's cyber safe? What examples are they giving to students about being cyber safe, that sort of thing. The eSmart curriculum, things that are specifically for eSmart work. And there's a parent and community partnership that has to be formed as well from the community, the parents and the school. So there's a lot of work and a lot of boxes to be ticked and lots of activities to be done to get through this. But it's a great roadmap to become eSmart for a school. And it just really makes you look around and see just what are we doing and what can we do.
Wow. Mm. That is really good. That's a really good site.
Yeah.
is there a US foundation? Okay. And I noticed that it's out of South Melbourne, Victoria. So
yep.
I don't think there's no U.S. version of it, but I wonder if a school in the United States would want to do this and see what they would say.
Well, I guess they could apply and see if they could join it. The Alana and Madeline Foundation, who are the people behind it, keeping children safe from violence.
Mm-hmm.
There's a contact us and about us thing on there, so I guess it'd be up to schools to actually apply. I know it's available for any school in Australia, so you don't have to be a government school. You can be a private school. We're lucky in Victoria that our government has subsidised us to be a part of the program. So that has helped greatly.
Yes, that does.
You do actually have to fund it for staffing and, you know, to get through the actual work that's involved. So it's a big commitment. But if you're serious about cyber safety in your school, that's something that all schools should be really putting as a top priority in today's world.
So what are some things that we need to plan on doing next year for Safer Internet Day?
Safer Internet Day? For next year, well, I guess we need to be keeping ourselves busy all year round.
Right.
Until it comes up.
Good point. Very good point.
Yes. We're not going to wait until next year because, you know, we're doing our responsible use policy. I'm also getting kids to create little movies themselves, showing and acting out different sorts of safety, cyber safety. So that's good for them to be able to produce that sort of stuff and show other kids so they can see what's happening. The UK also have a safer internet website, and they have some great movies as well, don't they? You call them movies
Yes.
or videos?
I call them videos if they're online. I call them movies if they're fully full.
Yep. It's hard to know, isn't it, what you call them, videos or movies? Yeah, I think they're videos, aren't they? But they're really great, and they've made up some ones with really strong messages in them, haven't they? Which was the one you watched?
The one out of the UK I watched was the Jigsaw, Think You Know.
Yep.
I really like that one.
Yeah, and you know...
Again, we talked a little bit about it earlier.
Yeah, I don't think we talked about the movie, did we? We just mentioned Jigsaw. But I know last year I had a guest speaker come to school, which is another thing we like to do, get someone in new, someone who's really good at relating with kids and is a gamer and, you know, kids are going to relate with them. We got one of our friends to come and he showed a few of these videos and things to the kids. And that was probably close to this time last year. And if I mentioned to the kids, remember when Tony came? They would say, oh, yeah, remember that movie, that video? And they'll tell me all about it. It's still in their mind. They remember about it. So that's the sort of thing you need that kids are going to remember. And that was a great movie, that Jigsaw.
Yeah, it's just a different message, but someone else. So it's the same message, but someone else is saying it.
Yeah, and I think kids being in the videos as well and just making things exactly what might happen.
Right.
If you're giving away all your details and how easy it is to just give away three pieces of information and then people know who you are, where you are and can find you.
We don't want that to happen.
No,
we don't want that to happen.
No, we certainly don't. So, some other interesting things to look at on the UK site.
Absolutely. We'll make sure that's in the show notes for you.
Yes. Yes.
So pretty much we are done about talking about cyber safety.
Cyber safety. And I mean, there's a lot of things for adults to know about cyber safety as well. And sometimes it's just through that we don't know things are possible. Like I know when I go to conferences, which I do occasionally, as you know, I always try and attend a cyber safety session. Because at most of our conferences over here, we have a few cyber safety experts and they go to the different conferences. And I always go to their session, even if I've been before, because they will have new updated issues and things to look out for. Things don't stay the same in cyber safety. Otherwise, we'd be still worried about floppy disks or something. and viruses. But I make sure I look out for through the program on a conference, and I look to see are there any cyber safety sessions, and put my name down and go to one of those. It's like my car service.
That's always a great idea to keep ahead of all those different issues that are out there. It's a con. I think that currently Australia is doing a lot better job than the United States. And it is one of the things that I would like to do for this next year is to increase the professional development for teachers to include digital citizenship in what they talk about in their classroom, as well as when they're creating their creating projects and when they're creating presentations, and being aware and being able to apply those skills that they know that is really good. So that way it will come a point in time where there is no issue as far as sharing student work and sharing thoughts and ideas with the world, which is what we want our kids to be able to do.
Yeah. And I mean, some institutions and schools' response is just to lock everything down. Lock everything down so they can't use this and they can't use that and all those sort of things. But now with budget constraints and things, many schools are going bring your own technology. And
yeah.
That has another spin on things, and students can do a lot more than they could before. It was actually BYO network. Kids can bring their own network if they want to and just bypass the whole school network.
Yeah.
And in high schools, they can do that sort of thing, bring their own 3 or 4G with them. And, kid's got his phone there or whatever, and everyone's on the phone, and off they go. So you have to keep up with things.
That is so important to keep up.
Yeah, and I guess we need them educated so that we should be able to live in an online world where things aren't blocked and kids know right from wrong. And that's what this is all about, which is the same as everyday life, isn't it?
Absolutely. We have to teach them. And it's just another way, a different form, or may I say a second life that our students live. And we have to teach them how to live inside of that life safely and appropriately, just like they do in real life, a physical life.
Yep, that's right. And they need to know that they seem to have this idea that when they go online that no one knows who it is.
Surprise.
Yes,
they know you.
Digital footprints are, easier and easier to track. But anyway, we'll continue on with our work. And thanks to everyone for listening to episode 11. We hope you enjoy the resources on cyber safety and perhaps consider running some activities with your students so that they can create some of the content about cyber safety.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Rodney, for coming on today. I know it's very late over there.
It's almost 10:30. Oh. I am dragging. But you know what? It's okay. It's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to talk with you, Jenny, and to create this podcast with you.
Well, thanks again. And we'll let you go off and have your beauty sleep. Bye for now.
Bye.